an amendment offered by Paul that would have cut and capped spending in addition to balancing the budget, failed to muster the 60-vote threshold needed to pass. Many of the Republicans who did not support the budget, including Paul, voted for Trump's tax cuts in 2017, which the Congressional Budget Office has projected will add nearly $2 trillion to the deficit for 2028. Leading up to the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urged his colleagues to support the budget. "This is the agreement the administration has negotiated. This is the deal the House has passed. This is the deal President Trump is waiting and eager to sign into law. This is the deal that every member of this body should support when we vote later this morning," the Kentucky Republican said on the Senate floor. The budget will raise defense spending, something Republican leadership has used to entice its members to support the funding, in addition to the fact that the U.S. will avert a detrimental default on its debt. "Perhaps most importantly, particularly to my Republican colleagues and to me, this legislation sets a specific funding level for our national defense," McConnell said in his floor remarks. "It secures our nation's full faith and credit and ensures that Congress will not throw an unnecessary wrench into the gears of job growth and the thriving economy."